It looks like we have Shorty back now.
Back with Shorty. Did the round go well in Victoria at least then?
I played twice.
Okay.
But on the Saturday at Royal Colwood, we walk into the pro shop, my stats guy Curtis and I, and there was this 9-year-old that came in. He obviously was a member, and the pro shop staff was like, "Hey, Ewan, how'd it go?" You know, he's like, "Oh, 4 over.
And, what?
And, yeah, Royal Colwood. And Ewan goes, "Hey, do you think I could play again?" And the shop staff looked at us and said, "Hey, is it okay if Ewan joins you?" And so, first of all, I'm not sure as the parents that I would want, like, the pro shop staff sending my 9-year-old out with complete strangers, but whatever. And so we went out with Ewan. Curtis is a very good golfer. He shot 71, and I shot 82, and Ewan kicked my butt. And he was just, like, the most amazing kid, just very talkative, loves golf, plays, like, every day, wants to be a player. And if you can pick, remember the kid from Jerry Maguire, the way he talked, you know, the human head? Like, he kind of talked like that. And it was just the most amazing experience. It was so cool. But 9 years old, he played, he played 9 more after we left.
Wow.
So he played 45 holes. He was like 4 over in the morning. He was probably about 6 over with us. And, it's just, I do remember being a kid. And that's why I made this point on the later show. What do we call these shows anyway? On the Walker Rintoul show.
The program, yeah.
The program. The program, sorry. I know they have titles. And talking about young teams. And, you know, sometimes if you can get off to some early success, you don't realize that it's not supposed to be happening. And I'd love to see that with the Canucks. I know they have some veteran components, don't get me wrong, but, like, the real important core players on their team are pretty young. And you get rolling, and you don't realize that you're not supposed to be rolling. And to me, that's what being a 9-year-old playing golf is. Like, you have no clue that there's no way you should be getting it up and down from behind that bunker with about 4 feet of green to work with. But you do it, because you just don't know. And you're not scared. And that's what Ewan was like. And I hope that's what the Canucks are like to start the year.
Yeah, I think everybody's hoping that. You want them to get off to that good start. Tell me, we talked to Hershey yesterday. He seems to think there's a different feel around the team. How would you describe it in comparison to past years?
There's a good vibe, I would say. There's excitement. I think everybody realizes they should be better. Just that alone, because they were in a lot of games last year. They realized they're probably going to score some more goals. I heard you guys talking in the last half hour, or perhaps it was the guys who preceded you right before you came on, about, you know, just the intrigue and the excitement of having, like, legitimate options, say, on the power play. You know, not just like, well, this isn't working, who are we going to throw in here just to mix it up and try something different? No, you're going to have some options, like proven guys who've gotten it done. And so that sort of thing, I think, is what's exciting for the group right now.
Well, I wanted to get on, you know, talk about some of those guys that you mentioned. There's some new guys, and we saw some of them yesterday. Early thoughts on, let's start with Michael Ferland, because Dan and I were both pretty complimentary of what we saw in a limited sample size yesterday. Your early thoughts on his play and what that fit with Pettersson looks like.
Well, he's obviously going to be involved. I heard you guys talking about the chemistry and his role in Pettersson's goal, which was great. But I always temper people. Like, we always watch games and watch specific plays with the colored glasses of the team that we're covering, right? So, I mean, that was a good play to get it on net, and Pettersson puts home the rebound. But if we were watching, if that was Edmonton scoring, what would the reaction have been?
Yeah.
Bad goal.
Yeah.
Bad rebound. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a great play. But I would give Goldobin as much credit on that play for the way that he retrieved the puck and made the quick pass at the blue line. Ferland, very smart to get it on net. Shot and a rebound is sometimes the best play in hockey. But at the same time, it was a bad rebound. It's not going to happen every time. It might happen one time out of 10. But I like the way he was involved. He's obviously going to create some space. We all know how excited Pettersson is to have Besser here and how excited Besser is just to be here. Early returns are good. The upgrade should be evident, I think, both when you consider Michael Ferland, JT Miller, on the blue line, Tyler Myers, obviously Quinn Hughes, who we hope is all right. So far so good, I would say.
Yeah, it's always tough in preseason. We want to have takes, and we want to get excited because the season is here, and we've been waiting for it for the last couple of months. But it, you have to temper, of course, expectations.
I'm not expecting to temper. It's okay.
Yeah.
I love enthusiasm, boys.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes. But with Tyler Myers, just seeing the way he plays and the idea that he brings an element that, you know, so few Canucks defensemen have had, Alex Edler probably being the one that we see so often carry the puck out of his own end and be able to roam around with it type of ordeal, but also having that presence and the size on the back end. You know, that's what I took away from Tyler Myers in his first minutes as a Canuck.
Yeah, I think so. I think maybe, I don't know if the comparison is there, but people might say that he reminds them of Ed Jovanovski a little bit. With the ability to cover ground when he's made a mistake, the ability to break up plays just with long reach, the willingness to get involved, to jump up. That pairing intrigued me. I like the way they looked. It's too bad we couldn't get a longer look at Quinn Hughes. Like I say, hopefully he's all right and they soldier on. But he provides a different dynamic, and he can shoot the puck. It should be an upgrade. And now you just hope for health and all those other things. I'm not just talking about Myers specifically, but I mean the blue line core as a whole, because it just seems year in and year out, they get decimated. What did they use last year? 12 defensemen. Although I heard Trent Call saying that he used something like 19 or 20. So I'm sure he doesn't have a lot of sympathy down in Utica. But, I mean, it should be an improvement. It should be an upgrade. And hopefully we see the fruits of that bear out early in the year and get off to that little bit of a nice jolt of momentum start to the season.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by John Shorthouse talking Canucks preseason hockey. And Shorty, we talked about the new guys. Let's talk about some of the bubble guys as well. I'm looking at Nikolai Goldobin, Virtanen. You could maybe throw Adam Gaudette's name in there as well. Has there been one guy? I know it's early days right now, but anybody stand out to you at this point?
Well, I didn't see the game in Calgary, but I guess the obvious answer is Virtanen.
Okay.
I'm not going to pat myself on the back, because it was a fluke, although I saw the goal and it was quite nice the way he stole the puck inside his own blue line and then showed the patience to go up and score. But my point is, I've been harping, for a while now that he deploy him however you want in the first 60 minutes, but once you get to that overtime, please play him. He's built for overtime, in my opinion. I don't mean put him out there in the fourth shift if it gets that long. I'd love to see him start overtime. I really would. I just think he's built for it. Yeah, does he have, like, the greatest defensive conscience? No, maybe that's not his strongest suit. But, overtime is about being able to have that breakaway speed and that finishing ability and all those sorts of things that we saw him display in Calgary. So I'd say that, obviously temper what I just said with the fact that he got off on the wrong foot at training camp. So maybe he hasn't had the greatest positive impression of anyone, but the play in Calgary certainly helped. Goldobin, I just love having the guy around. So if he can make the team on personality alone, I would have him. But I thought he showed fine last night. And like I said, he made two defensive plays in the second period. I don't know if you guys have talked about that, but there was the 2-on-1 down low that he dove out and broke it up. And then a very short time later, I think on the same shift, he made another steal around his own goal line to break up a play around the net. And those are the types of things, more than setting up, with a secondary assist, a goal by Elias Pettersson, that might catch the attention of the coaches, don't you think?
Yeah, I think, that it's that overall game that Travis has been looking for out of Nikolai Goldobin and maybe...
Well, I bring it up because as I remember the play, like, it wasn't his turnover or his mistake that caused the chance, but he was there to lay out and break it up what could have been a tap in on the pass to the side of the crease.
Yeah, and even talking to him last week, he definitely, at the golf tournament, he definitely seems to think that this might be his last kick at the can for an NHL gig. So he certainly took the message over the course of the summer, it would seem, at this point. We'll see.
Well, and just, for him, just show well.
Yeah.
Show well. Because guess what? They've got too many forwards.
Mm-hmm.
and, you know, all these games are on TV. And maybe, you know, you heard Jim Benning talk the other day in between periods in Victoria.
Working the phones, yeah.
Right. I mean, and it didn't sound like he was working the phones in order to bring more guys in, necessarily. I mean, maybe. But, I mean, he's gonna have some decisions to make here. And if he has multiple guys showing well and teams, as he said, running the injury problems. I mean, look what L.A., you know, signs Ben Hutton yesterday. Different scenario, but, you know, teams could run into problems and all of a sudden they say, okay, we're desperate for scoring. You know, he may have warts as an all-around player, but hey, what about that Gold Obin kid in Vancouver? So, I mean, I get what you're saying about Nikolai saying that maybe, or not saying, but intimating that maybe it's his last crack at it, but, you know, all he needs to do, if it's not the Canucks, is catch the attention of somebody else as well, and maybe he's off and running.
Shorty, don't know how many more opportunities to get on the range or on the course there will be. But
I'm done.
You're done?
Ewan has made me quit.
I was going to say, maybe you could, a little bit more practice, you might be as good as Ewan next summer.
It's never going to happen. I'll never get up and down from where he does. He was hitting it out of water.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's a special kid. I mean, he's maybe Adam Hadwin is going to be on his radar pretty soon. Thanks for this, Shorty, as always.
Okay, see you.